No, and at this stage, parents and people with disabilities are at their wits' end because this has been going on 4 years now, and it's just not good enough. It's not good enough that people with disabilities get 20 minutes a week or sometimes just 40 minutes in the month of hydrotherapy. These people are deteriorating rapidly because they're not getting the physiotherapy and the hydrotherapy and the supports that they need. Everything has just been a difficulty with them, and they just feel like they have, and parents in particular feel like they have no voice, they have no representation, there's no sense of urgency about this. And I did mention it before that the fact that the only solution really for this is a new purpose-built hydrotherapy pool, preferably somewhere near the grounds or on the grounds of the hospital in Sligo, because there is nothing there at present, and parents are just worn down and they're worn out, and it's really not good enough. There are no services in the northwest for people who need this kind of therapy, and the only other pool that's open is Manor Hamilton, and that's and there are so many people trying to access that as well, and elderly people who have arthritis or rheumatology or who need it also for different physiotherapy and different to get exercise in a way that's easy for them. So it's going on for far too long, and parents just have run out of steam and they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn to because it's not it's just not moving fast enough. And if plans have been put in place when this pool was closed first, you would have a purpose-built hydrotherapy pool. And I know that we're all asking for a 50-metre pool to be built, but I think the number one priority at the minute for our area is that a new purpose-built hydrotherapy pool be built in Sligo.
Judging by the statement that you did get back, Councillor Casserly, it doesn't rule out the reopening entirely. It does give mention to funding requests on a national level. It said that it could open as an interim measure for 6 months, subject to various terms and conditions. But are you obviously not convinced by that?
Well, it's not even short term. Like 6 months, that means that people are still not able to access these therapies and these facilities. But apart from that, it shouldn't be left to somebody who is a private business and owns a private property to, you know, to provide this service either, and for the HSE to look for funding for this, because, as I said, it's a private building now, and, you know, that person might sell it or might decide to change the use of the business or the building. So even if it does work, it's just temporary, but there's no long-term planning, and there doesn't seem to be any long-term planning. So it's short-term, it's not fulfilling the needs of the people who need these services now, and I really just think it's nowhere near good enough at this stage. And, you know, this day and age, that there should be a purpose-built pool for everybody who needs to use it, for people with physical needs and mental health issues, children who need it, people in wheelchairs, the elderly. So you cannot be dependent on a private building run by a private company to provide that type of service that needs to really be provided by the HSE and by the hospitals.